Tabii sana yani. Ya. Sence Mengele'ye gelektor.
May there be virtue and auspiciousness through the medicine.
Sambe semge koyna çapıyor ki.
Sambe semge koyna
çapıyor ki. Semge tam cela.
May all beings be pervaded by loving kindness.
Tene tambong ende sambe mönlem de long dönge. Tene sangchok je sem samba sem la samba chimbu je jeba la pendu chimbu yere.
Tamche first wants to give us the transmission for the reading transmission of this particular wishing prayer of the Bodhisattva Maitreya, and says that through the practice of this wishing prayer, one is actually able to give rise to loving kindness and compassion in oneself.
Deba tam je jabar je sonam gona yarang sanje kono so zolo dane hi chodo sob je da ge sonam so sab je dal ne ba ya sanju so ba sanju jo sanje je bar ko sanjo tam bar sanje ye de da je be de do no so ja ko na me le do ju jong ko lo ko re chunga je be do ye ne dong a sim je da ji jo kar ba so ba so ni chu dong je ji ju ju je de ba dam da sen je je si be si be dam je ba chen wa ko je je Kani chonam zedeza semje chamar jebala zanje nam nam mumen ze semje nam nam samdut Sipen tole droga zho zoba zanje kajut Kanda de dama zomba de da jizho dalo je zanju jeba jujo Paro sinro zho jene roro semje da jizho ngay jiro bonga jene lami zanju rujo Maje maji bata majo darangi maji ne maji nare maji ngay maji Tungpe chuna dobar zho zanje Sanje tansong je bota semje maji zho ma Semje maji zho maji ganza maji zo ma je da ma je be ju ju da ji da ge de ba da ngo bo ko la me ne ba sim je ko la me ne se na ma je je no ju ngo bo ngo bor ma je be da ge lo ju le ru ngo bo da je na je be je be ba ru zi zi tem je zo dem ju me je zo dem na ba da de de lo ze me be zo dem zo dem ba ru zi zo ju zo mi an jo me long ga der me ne zo ba ro ma je be zo be ba ru zi zo ju zo ru zo be zo ru ten ro le lo ma je de do da de be lo zi zo ru ba ru zi zo Juma tabitin sen de bavan ro vetin sen de doji tabitin sen Samdeyi paro sen su için nabat tarpı kosu da tuzum nyaba nyede Rizun o sen cebayi şira paro sen su için sanje kunci ngapa da vuta sen cebravat Sanju sen beso rizye takı sanba doji rizye Tedar cebayi ju seçen sanba rağdan den bayi paro sen su için Sabcı vola aram nejo Yeah, that's another title.
Now we should recite it ourselves.
Earth and all over realms, scripture shows the path to the higher realms. teaching of all nations grow, and attain awakening that never ends. Whatever offerings to the Buddhas that can be found in realms of 10 directions are known to the Buddhas who rejoice in them, I rejoice in all these offerings. I fully acknowledge all negative actions and rejoice in all merit. I prostrate to all the Buddhas that I attain supreme primordial wisdom. I earnestly request the Bodhisattvas who reside in the 10 levels and all directions of the worlds and the 10 directions to awaken into supreme enlightenment. Once you have awakened into genuine enlightenment, the Angamaras and their hordes may turn the wheel of Dharma so that all living beings.
Chiran yo, pini che, kaje di kohyora. Haroni kohyora.
Pini. Beings who are suffering, throughout inconceivable millions of kalpas, may remain and teach the Dharma, higher in the swamp of desire, entangled in the strands of cyclic existence, fettered by all good vines, I suffocate those supreme among humans to look upon me. The Buddhas do not blame sentient beings who are flawed with a loving heart for all sentient beings. May the Buddhas free them from the ocean of cyclic existence. And any perfect Buddhas who are present, those who have passed away and those yet to come, may I train following in their way and engage in enlightened conduct. Having perfected the 6 paramitas, may I liberate the 6 families of sentient beings. Having naturalized the 6 extraordinary faculties, may I reach unexcelled enlightenment. Future phenomena are not born, and those past will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent nature. There is no actual location. There is no perception. There are no other things. May I realize the Dharmadhatu, which is empty. According to the Buddhas, the great sages, there are no truly existent sentient beings nor life force. There is no truly existent individual and no nurturing of the self. May I realize the Dharmata where the self is not present. An entity such as grasping onto a self and mind is not present within any of the paramitas. Benefit of all sentient beings, may I give with generosity free of avarice. Since things do not exist as entities, may my wealth appear spontaneously. Since all things totally disintegrate, may I perfect the paramita of generosity. Endowed with a flawless ethics that is guided by rules and an ethics that is completely pure, an ethics free of an arrogant mind, may I perfect the paramita of ethics.
De mulam de hira kati mure, mulam de dona, tenisim chin tam jela, samba chigri, ninji chigri, sanjuk jesem, combatant over a tisena, de tenis members and dona, rang samba ninji sanjuk jesem, china tenis never chimachal, sim jela pinto chimim.
This is wishing prayer. My prayer is actually a sutra. It's part of the Vishakha Sutra, Holy One's Sutra. And Buddha says, comes that way, a very important text when reciting it, contemplating it. And it will help us to give rise to loving kindness and compassion, thus building the basis for the enlightening attitude in bodhicitta, which is very important for
Tene jibche samba yang, tambo ne sanju samba mare, sanju mpakpa mare. Tene gelong lodu tenpa, insa yu jisi yu pare. Lodu tenpa chukwa kapso, tene samba malam de nune. Ta, tene sanje namla sazar malam de song, samba de nyingi gomba la tende. Tene samba chenpo nyingi, samba chenpo rang yingi de choro. Tene tronche to kamba yakwa sanje. Tene tronche che macho la deva yapa tenra wocha vare. Tene samba hipe mingto vare. Tene maungba la sangye pa kapso yang, sanje samba hi. Samba tende, tene mandarba tenra wocha vare. Tise na, tene de. Memba so, memba meyo cha choke, memba lorokpa singi chun dendo ya de karche mure. Ya, 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 che se. O, te, te, here se. Ayo, mare, te. Ya, te lo da. Te lo je to ma lo da.
It's not an existing
thing. Yeah, yeah.
But one rebirth, the great sense of Buddha, extreme sense of the incomparable Munindra placed his very own crown upon Madhurya's head, so he received empowerment to the level of the great regent. Having totally perfected the broad to completion the purification of Buddha beings, the full maturation of sentient beings, conduct and aspiration prayers, is preparing to come in this unfortunate kalpa as the fifth enduring consummate guide, now abides perfectly having had mastery of sending out inconceivable illuminations just as Buddha. May it swiftly become like him.
Does it continue?
Reaching the level of understanding of the absence of personal self or I, as well as the understanding of absence of entity in any phenomenon, which leads to the transcendent virtues, so-called parameters. And having perfected those six parameters, then he's wishing for the manifestation of the three kayas of the Buddha. So looking at the steps of this prayer, So particular, there is the 13th verse of it.
Maji patam mnjong tang rangi manji ne manji namre manji ngwe manji tongbe chen no to bor chho
ne la chu ndo ma ta
ta chen so me ba chu
de pa ta ji ne to bo bo ne de ma se na cha so ne kin de ma ne la na
ma ma ji pa se ji de ma ung be ne kye wa me ba
ma ne la chu
ne la ja na ma ung be ne de rangi ji kye wa me ba rang ngo wi kye wa me ba ji de ga ti ji de nyam bo ga ne de Deep ne, de yung a meba, neb ne, got a red lamb, you know, your mother.
No, no.
Run ye, my jizzy, the tatar genella, tatar genella, more run ye, my jiba. Mulam genetta,
two
som genette, two som genette, run ye, your madroba, my jizzy, the run ye, your madroba, ye go. Run ye, my jizz. Ne, my jizz. ne Nagando Samba Namrek de Namdo the same, the young Manjiba Madopa, Tambojeva Mapa, Pardon Neba Mapa, Tangapa Mapa Manjiba. Mopo Manji, the net take into Serge Zugatro Namrek Sem Madopa Maze, Semji Yoda Chupu, Mopo Young Manjiba Madopa, Teta Tumbuchu over his over and they. Dini dito da deva ma yere te lo go go da da nel jana me ba su nel jana ya bore
nedi sanjin
da
kanta na nedi kanta to
ne te ne ne ra
ne ne koran
ne koran re kanza ji su bore da da ne ma ne de par ma do pa te chu ji da me re
The usual mind, 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 the extreme example where things precisely, lucidly can appear, same island, totally like any notion of inherent existence. The next thing is of importance for
there
is no actual location. This location means like a place of abidance, or is, there is nothing really there, which is here the support of the sickness. This is of specific importance for us. Then continues and says, well, not only the sickness, so the location, ground of arisal doesn't exist, there is also no mind who perceives that sickness. Perceiving mind does not exist. How does perceiving mind not exist? This can be checked out, analyzed by ourselves when looking for it. If we were to look for our own perceiving mind, first we would look for its arising. If it was existing, it should have come from somewhere. Finding that it did not arise from somewhere, it didn't come from somewhere. Then secondly, that it didn't go anywhere. It didn't disappear to somewhere, and it didn't abide in between. We find that what we call our perceiving mind doesn't have any specific inherent nature that we can
hold on.
And well, then if there is no perceiving mind,
outer objects that are perceived, if there is no perceiving mind existing as such,
how can there be outer objects as being perceived of the mind? So in this understanding then, furthermore, when we are sick, the wishing prayer goes for the realization, saying that may I realize Dhamma Dhatu, which is empty, may I realize this Dhamma of emptiness.
Tene tongpa chu tokpa teyang, da yin sim chin tam je je tongpa ni ji chu tokpa ryo.
Don't be tuned, don't worry, 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 don 간다 닝게 닝게 닝게
야야 대대지 거래 동네
라틴데 이 동아 텔레
제바노 몰라 닝게 not only for oneself saying oh may I come to realize this emptiness this quality or this dhammadhatu this expanse of emptiness it is for all such beings all those wishes to go for going the way saying I and all such beings equally realize this vast expanse of emptiness. And Rumi says, no, this was just like the word meaning, which is then clearly commented on in the rest of this book. So it should take some time to read the commentary. This is the commentary to it. In this way, all phenomena comprised by both the perceived object and the perceiving subject are only delusive appearances and ultimately not truly existent. Phenomena cannot withstand examination because future phenomena are not born. Past phenomena will not occur. Present phenomena have no inherent. Furthermore, the world, the vessel of all exists, and also there is no perception. Referring to the inner perceiving mind, and mental factors, and no things or all the perceived objects. All phenomena are just names. Mere appellations or simply imitations. Since things do not truly exist, may I directly realize reality, the unchanging Dhammadhatu, perfect nature, empty of the imaginary and dependent nature.
This one. Juge Pate. Sanje Transung Chimbo Tar Semje Manji, So Manji. Kanza manji, so manji, da manji pe chudoyo. Da manji pe, da manji pe chudoyo. Te tsaba lo, ten derat lo.
Verse number 14. According to the Buddhas, the great sages, there are no truly existent sentient beings nor life force. There is no truly existent individual and no nurturing of self. May I realize the Dhammadhatu where the self is not present. All sentient beings innately grasp onto an eye, focusing upon the mere assemblage of body and mind. So they apprehend as if but is merely a way of perceiving to which the mistaken intellect has become accustomed. Therefore, according to the teachings of the Buddhas, the great sages, there are also no truly existent sentient beings who are apprehended. In fact, without the sickness, we couldn't give rise to contact at death. There is also no truly existent
being
who is taken to be a
self
and who is corrupted by grasping onto the self as one who performs various actions. There is no measuring to apprehend self that has been
nurtured for ourselves.
May it directly realize the Dharma
path,
where there is not even the smallest particle of an I or self that is permanent, single, or independent.
In
general,
the
term sentient beings,
support,
are synonymous. Yet more precisely, it is said that the first
four
can appear as object for the collection of six kinds of consciousnesses, and that the latter, the self, does not appear through the consciousnesses, and is merely imputed by thought. Since the incomplete realization of the no-self or phenomena exists for non-Buddhists as well, and since it is full and perfect, its full and perfect realization does not exist for the lower school of Buddhists either, dividing non-Buddhists from Buddhists in terms of the incomplete realization, the no-self or phenomena on this. If one divides them in terms of the completely perfect realization of no self or phenomena, this would not apply to all schools of Buddhism. Therefore, Buddhists can only be distinguished from non-Buddhists with certainty on the basis of the no self of the individual. For this reason, the eminent Lord of the Jonanpa said, the verse specifically states, according to the Buddha's preparation sages,
Tenende dame bato pamanam re dame bade tene nepal ropa sem se papu chu tene de dame de apu gom gore rang mixer te tene ningi simjin le me pa khirap je ne debar madro pa le me pa tene rang me bad me yo rang na na sabe da de dande je meyer mando ba da me ba to na dami to bi khira bi re kanza ke dami to bi khira je rang me chu je dami to bi khira je ne ne ba ta ne la me tene ni je ke tanda dong har be ne pa la me te tene ro ba so ko re
So, Rishi says, specifically for those who intend to help sick, sentient beings, it is important to give rise to this understanding of absence of individual self. Why? So, because one thing they need is the compassion. The compassion that focuses on the sentient being. Second thing they need is the understanding the prajna, the intelligence that discovers that there is no truth in that sickness, discovering the absence of inherent nature in the sickness of the person. Thirdly, they need to discover that there is no such as an I or a person of the healer or the one who is treating the patient. This specific intelligence or knowledge is focusing inwards. It's this who can understand this knowledge that will discover that actually there has never been an I or a person as an entity. Focusing with this knowledge or intelligence inwards, outwardly, the healer has to understand the emptiness, the absence of inherent nature and sickness, and will give rise to the compassion that focuses on the sentient being suffering.
Tene kale kale tene rang sem la ne ba
yong la tene ta
mundi chen ko gom ne ba ke ba cha ne gin ke sa su ju specific task that from today onwards and next year's meeting we should work with this the way that the root verses we should recite 1,000 times and reading the commentary at least 10 times, if not more, by doing so by reciting those verses for a thousand times and reading the commentary, then we will have some
understanding experience with this. Tene mona den den ba kap sen den je nam go so ju du som je sanje tam je ngon som de yu yu sam ba se de tene den den la tek pa chen bo san ju jo de sem che yin la den je go ni cho sa ya yin la den je cho sa ya de se che tan che ran so mi ro tan ra go re chek sa po ye re tene par de sem ba to yon so zo po mon lam da ta de zo go re san je nam je kum den le zo go re.
So when reciting this prayer, what is the great help is if we imagine that all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are truly present in front of us in space. The Buddha gave us his Sampati Sanjidam in the Sanjidam.
Sobju Sanjay, Sanjay da Sanjay Sambha, Nika
Sambha.
Re re, yung da. Re re, Sanjay Sambha Tsikare.
So all the Buddhas from the 10 directions, including their entourage, the Bodhisattvas, are actually present in front of us.
Re nyeva se chin je gom godo, ti nan Sambha yure.
Including the including the main, the principal eight Bodhisattvas, and in front of this family, we make offerings in the form of the seven branches, which you who have done the preliminary practices, remember, are familiar with. We make this offering of the seven branches to accumulate merit. And having done so, we continue with the recitation of this Wuxing prayer.
Tene yin la dung je tambo san jung jo de sem ji. Tene yin la dung je go ne cho sa ne. Sem ji ne san jung san ba le. Tene de sem ji de cho sa na cho top chen bo yung gre. Tene de ji su mo lan dam na mo lan rup tu gre. Cho sa ni ma sa na mo lan rup tu gre.
So, again, now we should assembly of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of us, and in front of this assembly recite the root verses. And it is very good to include the medicine Buddha within this assembly.
Sanjay Kunjan Ngakwa Chukare, Om Bhava Longare, Zigim Bhava Trukare, then Dao San. Sanje kunje ngakwa chuko ngondo cho oizir barwa longa tang zikim barwa trukote kuso ngondo cho bari kho jik zewa tarto kundre bari de
so there's the last part on the verse so where it says through persevering in the Bodhisattva's practice may I attain the Kaya praise by all the Buddhas. Actually, it says only that which is praised for all the Buddhas. What is praised for all the Buddhas? This is the Dhammakaya. And then it says, the luminous the luminous one is the Sambhogakaya. And thirdly, that placing in majesty, this is the Nirmanakaya. Thus, it is a wishing prayer that finally, as a result of this path, the three kayas of the Buddha, the Dhammakaya, the Sambhogakaya, and the Nirmanakaya, may be actualized.
Tikko sumundu churpateyam, dakhin simchin tamche ko sumundu churpatam, chepar to rangi tini, rangdan reva yopi neba tesu yang, tini ko sumundu churpamalam jakura. Tinda wuzo na tini, ne soven reva yore, chujen reva yang yungre, maungbala tini yang reva kumpatan nukura.
So, we make this wishing prayer that all sentient beings, including ourselves, may realize this, manifest, actualize the three kayas of the Buddha in the end. And during such a wishing prayer, we form a very strong connection to all those. We do a very positive impact on those whom we already have a connection to, specifically the ones that are sick that we are treating. So this creates an impact on them that will facilitate their healing process, as well as it forms a bondage of Dhamma between us and them.
Ah, then. That is Jonga Pati Chilota. Jonga Pati Savalo, then Devatalo. Dancing Dagaran Zimba, Yungubo Kulamanem, Simjin Kulamanito. Semnamanji Jindongkyo.
The
entity such as grasping onto the self and the mind is not present within any of the Paramita. To benefit all such beings, may a gift with generosity free of ignorance.
Tenin de tsik yorna semna manji menjin hyo tenrawa. Semna manji pa menjin pa.
We could actually change the words of the verse. And then we say, not only may I give with generosity free of avarice, but may I give medicine without a sense of avarice.
That devil. Devil or devil?
So reading the commentary, exemplified by grasping onto self and grasping of the mind, there is tenacious clinging to the marks of the three spheres. It is agent, object, action. Such grasping onto a paramita, but as a truly existent entity, is not present within any of the paramitas. Since the activity of the first five paramitas is permeated by non-conceptuality in relation to the three spheres, and since the activity of the last paramita is permeated by great compassion, skillful means and prajna are united, and thus the result of their activity is never exhausted. Since the point of the practice is to perfect all sentient beings, its purpose is great. Since for the respective paramitas, what opposes them, namely avarice, which is explicitly mentioned here, corrupted ethics, anger, laziness, distraction, and corrupted prajna is absent. As are also the hope of a reward, the ripening of a result, and so forth. There is no attachment to material things. Since all six paramitas are practiced with all qualities complete and without interruption, practice is vast. May I practice the six paramitas endowed with these four qualities as taught in the Mahayana Sutta Alankara.
Tendra one day comes of Paruda Sembachi in Zinyi Tembare, the name Paruda Sembachi in Zinyi Tembare, the name Membatso, Membatso, Nebala, Ropa Sepa, the Chapji Jimbare, Nedin Jibba, the Dunga Yere, this and the Chapji Jimba Kondure, Cher Jimba, La Jubze Longju Jimba, Chap Jimba, Chu Jimba, the Somiore, the Nebala Ropa Sepa, the Chapji Jimbare. Yang mi jin na de ne long ju ji jin ba yang de
verse 15 actually gives us the characteristics of all the paramitas in general
then
kind of becoming meaning of all those as well as his focus on the generosity and here we have to know that what the health professional's activity is basically to be included in one type of the generosity, which is giving protection. As you know, there are three types of generosity. There's a generosity of wealth, there's a generosity of giving protection, and finally there's the generosity that gives Dharma. So what the health professional actually is doing is giving protection against the fear that arises facing a sickness. And if he's giving medicine, then this includes the generosity of wealth.
Tene member to Nebala Roba Seba Tele Yang Paru de Semba Drog Sangre. Some Jim Sen Carresena, Tene Neba Tele Ninji Semji Guni, Ne the Hiora Seba Tapse Minjino, De Jimba Paru de Sembare. Jimbare.
And we could also say that the very relation of health professional to a patient. All the activity of the six paramitas are completely assembled. How to view that? So first of all, there is generosity, since it is the health professional that gives support to the person who is sick. So this is the action of generosity.
Luje, Namjur Yapoti, Kai Keja Yapuke, Semke Samno Yapotana, Gosom Jituba Yapozona Te Sotem Jinamne.
And if furthermore, the physician or the health practitioner is showing towards the patient behaving in a way that cheer him up, like to showing a nice and friendly outfit, then speaking words that are useful for pacifying his mind and also mentally having a good attitude towards the patient. In that case, the practitioner would observe, and could say that he observes the paramita of ethics.
Tedang, the Nigia Nepatiso, which he had the Kale Kapu Mandava Naso, Yungre, Teacheran Zakore, Tela Mondrova Zona, there's opinion.
Then it happens at times that patients, due to their sickness and being disturbed, get upset with their physician or the one who tries to heal them, and they start out speaking bad words about the doctor and spreading rumors and whatever. So when that happens, and also when the person dealing with the patient, the physician, for example, will and sometimes has to go through a lot of hardships by actually helping that person, then in that case, not letting oneself going under the influence of anger, but being patient, this is the transcendent perfection of patience, the paramita of patience.
Tene teke to tsundu, neba te ne sobeche to tsundu tsamba, tsundu te aga yindo, tru yindo zokore. Pena neba tupu yunan, tsimu yan yartuku mare, rukukure, topche ya salon yungu mare, kadu yina yan, rukukure, then there was over caps of gag in the true in the zona, then it is 200%. Control San and Rona, then it's 200%.
Moreover, the health professional has to engage himself in this activity with a great sense of delight, enthusiasm for helping the patient, and it sometimes includes that in the middle of the night, without having a chance to sleep, he or she has to go, or without having the chance to properly eat, one has to go to help. In such a case, with full delight and enthusiasm to go to help for the patient, this would be the perfection of joyful effort or perseverance, paramita of perseverance. If one were to go with anger, it certainly would not happen.
Sobe tabla sam de sem yin de mayeng ba zona trobe sem je sem yin de mayeng ba zona tel sam din je nyamne.
Then in the application of the various skillful means, being undistracted, one pointedly applying those very skillful means for the healing process of the patient, this is also the perfection of
parameter
of meditative
concentration or mental stability, as it is also called.
If last not least, then the practitioner understands or can perform all this activity within the understanding that there is actually no one to treat, no treater or healer present, and that the object of his treatment, the sickness, never really existed, then he were to understand the absence of individual self as well as the absence of self, entity, and phenomenon. Thus, having developed the paramita of supreme knowledge or prajna.
Deji du neba de la pinto be tap keba, tap mandaba mambo, min deba zang mayimba, dene kecha nyimbu yeba dang, lubjong zoba la soba, ne kahe.
If the health professional would then apply a variety of skillful means that could include a lot of things like speaking very nicely and gently, as a big input in it.
Lujong la soba. Lujong da keja nimbu yeba da. Lurju nimbu yeba. Kahe semje naza. Sem drupa naza ina. Ming ping mare. Then rawo keja nimbu da. Then lurju nimbu to the hena. Then yang ping.
It includes like speaking very nicely and softly, or telling stories, or including certain body movements, like having certain body trainings, and whatever, it could contribute to a change of mood in the patient, to cheer him up, suddenly make him happy. Certain sicknesses are more mentally based, like there are a certain state of mind that can be changed by skillful means. Somebody can be influenced so that he or she becomes suddenly very happy by the application of those skillful means. To do so, applying this variety of means is the perfection of the paramita of skillful means.
Tene malam je paru de sempa. Junjo le, simchi neba, jiniba, nesu george pardon. Minda memba nida than te neo sebarjo. Somebody tena ye. Send that a maimba, jeba cherub kunda ten nepala. Paint up a malam jamna, malam je pasin.
The health practitioner, the health professional engaging himself in wishing prayers, as for example, one is mentioned in the Bodhicharya Avatara in the last chapter where it says, as long as the sentient beings are not entirely healed from sicknesses, may I become their medicine, their physician, and their nurse. Wishing this not only for this life, but all for all the future lifetimes. This is the perfection of the paramita of wishing prayer.
Then the top je parsen de sanje mena la so ba yedam ti ti na ne ba yongre. Then the top yongre. Marve.
The next paramita is the paramita of strength. Health. Professional relying himself on practice of a meditation deity will suddenly gain certain strength due to this practice. This forms the paramita of strength.
The top the rang sunam sakpa top the rang la top yoba tang. Jetang top the ninji top tang hirap je top tang sunam sakpa top tang yedam la yisenab la tembe top la sobareta.
In general, one speaks of several sorts of strength that could be acquired here, and they are part of the completion of this paramita of strength. There is the strength of loving kindness, compassion, there is the strength of intelligence, there is the strength of merit accumulation, there is the strength of that arises through the practice of the deity, meditation deity. And so on, so there's a whole variety of strengths
that have to be completed.
Finally, we arrive at the
Sutta
Paramita of Primordial Wisdom or Jnana, and this is the one that is actually taking place at the end of the 10th Bhumi. Having incorporated the understanding of absence of the individual I as well as the absence of self-entity in any phenomenon, one will naturally proceed towards the arisal of this primordial wisdom.
Dene kosom je melan je kapso sanje kunje nga bata wota se je barwata sanju simpe chunde je daka samba zo se kyo si ba kapso simchin la penpa sanje melan na ye kosom je danyi chindu chorte dene ne pa ja chenpo droba ne tham je sewa kyo je se ko le tamma dere
tamma dere
kosom je melan dere kosom je danyi chin sanje melan tabur chorte Tene ta yepe simchi nam je donga je ne sevar kyo je. Mi mi ti yo. Tengo. Ani nga pa ta wo ta si je pa te. Te kosom je pa na. Kosom je da ni je san je min je la ta bor jo be mo la pya kore.
And at the end, there is the wishing prayer, like we already got the explanation of. That through persevering in the Bodhisattva's practice may attain the Kaya which is praised by all Buddhas, the Dhammakaya, the luminous one, which is the Sambhogakaya, that one which is blazing in majesty, the Nirmanakaya. Thus may my intention be fulfilled. Imagining here, visualizing that we, in the end of this path, achieve the manifestation of Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, of the, like the medicine Buddha himself, being able to perform limitless, spontaneous benefit for all sentient beings at all times. Reading the reciting the root text, the wishing prayer verses for 1,000 times, reading the commentary 10 times and more, we suddenly will be able to give rise to loving kindness, compassion, and so on. The enlightening attitude for the benefit of the patients.
Then Tepa Chimbalola, Sancho Sambat, Samasu, Simchinji, Tondo, Katop Jagore, then Chanansu, Nebatazu, Sim Donga Chimbin Narva Nebatore, then Katop Jesate, Hirayapuya.
In fact, the Bodhisattva going the Mahayana path has to go through hardships for the sake of the benefit of others. And since we in our field of profession are naturally facing a lot of hardships and difficulties for the sake of our patients, then this is a very good field of activity.
The Ladrup Yang Yere, Lamanda was a Ladrup Zoga member.
Tibet, there was a very extraordinary physician called Yutok Yuntan Gampo, and he had extraordinary qualities and had to go in his lifetime through a lot of hardships, and achieving this quality, and finally when he became like the embodiment of Medicine Buddha himself, there even is a sadhana based on Yutok Yuntan Gampo that Tibetans would use.
So first,
everyone who has a question should raise his hand. One, two. Then if Rinpoche would have a suggestion for a practice that we can give to that are too speedy, that they would be actually able to do meditation or something. Nebatsu the Hachanga Namtok with some manka jokra. And so Nangpama in it and interesting in Java Latinia. Tetang Nangpur Gomia did a so many toga renu. But they penetrated the young and cheap children.
Number may have been never so late.
And the Mabudu, Namto Mantra, Sam Shiva San, Yemi Toka. Chick Lapo, Chick Tango, you know, because of Titan Gomia, the Archiva, the social Zotokumare.
Are
you doing the trim travel?
Nere. That the Timba Nyandao. Rangke thorwa le mek pandao, sem le mek pandao, luji chakye le mek pandao. Tundu zochi na, thele chulo gog mare thorwa yere, thorwa rangin le mekse, yang luji rangin le mekse, 나서 초바트서 랑긴레 믹스에나 야포여리 사마도 르제 랑긴레 메파 르제 자겔레 메파 데네 르제 초바레 메파 데나오조세나 레레 티니
Someone should suggest that what we could give as an advice for those people who are to speak, that they just to focus on their practice of close placement of awareness. And you know, there are these four types of close placement of awareness, awareness on the body, awareness on sensation, on mind, and on phenomena. So from those four, the first two seem to be most appropriate. Could advise them to just closely observe the presence of their body in the various different limbs and fractures of the body, as well as closely place awareness on the sensation in the parts of the body. This is a meditation that doesn't require any further instructions or doesn't require any specific Buddhist background.
Tene chetan tsorwa tenpa, tenpa nyerja ye yere, lu, sem, tsorwa chu yere, chu di kya sumbo tele me kina, te nambu lo la nyinti tekwa ne, doje tepe parte tenpa nyerja ye gomya ye gore. Rwa? Lu tenpa nyerja, sem tenpa nyerja, tsorwa tenpa nyerja, chu tenpa nyerja ye re, te tangbo somde. Re, te somde tenpa nyerja. Re, re.
First one, and the great thing about it is that this practice, close placement of awareness and body sensation and mind, is something that, as part of the four types of awareness, is a common practice to all the Buddhist paths. Maybe the path of the Shravakayana, the Pratyekabuddhayana, until the Vajrayana. The same awareness is needed.
Then the Lula Mikdo, Luji Yelan, and Luji Chahi travel part of the Mikore. Tambo Luji Yelan said, then they Chahi travel, say, then they do change part of the Mik. Then they make by my part of Chagrava.
One could instruct those people to first look at the body. Observe the various structures, limbs of the body, and go in the paths of the limbs, in limbs in defined structures, until even the very finest, maybe until the atoms. Going in that way, proceeding that way, finally that focus that tries to perceive even the most fine structures in our body would dissolve, because there is.
Structures are too subtle, too fine to be focused upon.
Then some person who is sick will feel some kind of discomfort, and he will feel this discomfort mostly based on his body. It is very helpful to examine the body. So that patient will benefit a great deal by analyzing his body and focusing his awareness across all the various subtle and the finest structures of his body. And the effect will be that by doing so, the idea of a body, what is our body in fact, will slowly disappear. Because when looking for it, then we lose the idea, the rough concept of what our body seems to be. And so the patient is not able to find his body anymore, in a way. Even the doctor doesn't find it.
Tene semle me kore semle me du ta semde nga nag dog sem ge sang bi re nga nag dog sam be semde ka ban yung do tang bo ka ban yung do tang da ka ban ne ge ta ma kan de se dog re ten da wo sam go re
Then one could also focus on the mind, saying, okay, there is this feeling of being sick. There's something that says, I'm sick. Well, where comes this mind or this idea from? Where did it arise from in the first place? And then, where does it stay right now? And if it had disappeared, where did it disappear to? So looking like this, one is actually able to discover that there is no such thing as a mind.
Namdo nawale te yinda ta chera namlam nawana hin namdo kanaware namdo nawale tanga nagan do sam namdo kongola hote takye tangsena tene semje ne lo gunju kare tela tumta go kumare chulo go kumare
one could even go further and give the example saying like sickness is part of the thought, the concept. Since, like, if we are sick in the dream, if we were to be sick in the dream, what is actually sick is our concept. There's nothing else that forms that sickness in the dream. And using the understanding that arises from the application of this example, that person would be able to enter a path that leading to face the reality, understanding of reality, a path that does not require any specific Buddhist philosophical background.
Taking the tene, Tsovalame, Navate, Tsovare, Tsovate, Kavando, Young Mikore, Hirapti, Tipa, Trava, Travazo.
And then thirdly, he should investigate the sensation. Saying that I'm sick or I have pain, should closely observe how this sensation actually is, where it is and how it is and so on.
Pena zogula ma da woyona kavani nagano sendini nagato zumo tsuya yere ina yante trava dutin pata chagye se na yang ma dupano gare.
Let's say we have a wound in our arm. Okay, that hurts. But where does it actually hurt? You can put a finger on there and say, okay, here it hurts. But if you were to look very closely, very, very, very fine structures, and say, where does the pain come from? Where is it actually right now? You would discover that the pain disappears. If one is able to focus on the pain of sickness in that way, very closely and very precisely, minutely, first this pain will increase by the infection, but then later on it will disappear.
The nature that the two mebala tend to have a two year, but so tend to go over. Pena nava caps of toval and make hibber caps are. Donga je tsova le mek te nyambra yana, tene tsova meva dokre. Tsova donga meva dokre.
In this way we could instruct people who are not Buddhist, but much more those people also who are Buddhist. And we could instruct that way that when there is sickness, the focus on the sensation of sickness, also at the moment of death, focus on the suffering that arises during the process of dying. Explaining that is actually in accordance with two reality, or absolute truth, however you want to say it, although it does not require any specific Buddhist terminology.
Tendawate Nguma Jagania Dene Drupto so Hindu in Namba in Hamogovere, Namba Drupto Tizitini, Hindu Tendawala Chuhiana, Chulo Karaya Chikaya Hakogumado, Dene Semla Pamba, Sem Jene Long Rao, Saja Chimodawi Higure, Chulo Kaya Makaya Hakoyamore. Tendawi Hituzona Yaku.
This is very much the classical ancient approach as it has been custom in India, where Buddhist and Hindu practitioners were all mixed, and the great Mahasiddhas were just roaming around between all those people, and they would teach the person that is involved in Hinduistic practices. The person would not necessarily know where the who it is that was teaching them beneficial words. They wouldn't teach, and they would not use any philosophy, but just would teach whatever is for the benefit of that particular person, and it helped, even without being involved in a specific religion.
Namjar machigli damga top te gomne truba tobre sen ma to meya yo mare meya ha mo bre to ten ro yo bre.
If we read these the stories of the 80 great Mahasiddhas of India, there are some of those stories that report a person who got instruction on observing his mind by someone and was just practicing the instruction, attained realization, not even knowing the name of the one who gave this instruction.
Tenengoma mache tutup chek danda ko leka karzawa na kuma gajawa na doba jizoba na kangba lakpa che hingda hingna se na yo gyabare tene namjer pa chek le damga khahe thok te gomde de traba to pe lorji re oye
de koran de lakpa
lakpa che kangba che gyabare
oye kangba me pa ti koran tamla ki
koran la damga to so tambo kangba che lakpa che hingna se na yo gyad Namjar Pache ke damga na, dene te gom jab, dene traba tope lor jino.
There's even the story of someone who fell on the hands of robbers and they were very cruel, cut off his legs and arms and threw them away in the bushes. And he got the instruction of a bypassing Mahasiddha and was able to meditate on this and attain realization.
Ta ten ra wale dame ngay ke ya lak gom ya da wo tundi ke ke samare.
The characteristic of all those teachings that were passed on there, the instructions, was that they did not involve any meditation of deity, but they were just going to the essence, to the key point, straightforward to reality. So in that way, we should explain and try to let our explanations lead to what is truly real. There was another question around here.
Some of us received Khyentse Rinpoche's medicine guru, and I was wondering how Rinpoche would.
What he has to say about how we combine the medicine Buddha we received from Yang with the medicine Guru we received in the next. Question is, there were some people who had received medicine Buddha from Khyentse Rinpoche and how to combine this with the practice, this medicine Buddha shown here. Khashi did Nguma Khyentse Rinpoche with the Menla Kakachi.
Oh yeah.
The Menla did on campus judge over there.
Then you can meditate on those
as being inseparable. and so the deities being inseparable, and words are just words, you know. And this is, there's no big deal about it. There are many different types of medicine Buddha. It's very much like we ourselves. Sometimes we have our hairs long, sometimes we have short, sometimes we have fancy clothes, sometimes we have none at all. So.
Then Sanje Mela Gomda Sobju Sanjeda Sanju Samba Tamjeda Rangalama the year may bagom jugre. Jarva Tamji he long the chick devore.
One should actually see the medicine Buddha as being the embodiment of all Buddhas of the ten directions and three times, and also being inseparable from one's own Buddha. This is a practice, and it's a wishful prayer, wishing prayer at the same time.
So nam de tom je zo pa ni tom ne ni ba pan ze ba je ga nam je balam do se ben do le do wa do ga yo kora zo nam je do